Hi, this is my eighth show. I just realized that no one from Japan is listening to me. I was looking at my stats and all I had was a lot of US people and for some reason Sweden. I don't speak Swedish, so I'm just going to continue to do these podcasts in English. Okay. So, I haven't podcasted in a while, but I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, but that will be for next time. I wanted to talk today about some shows I've been watching, shows being theater. So, I just moved to New York, and I have been going to a lot of shows, finding cheap tickets or relatively cheaper tickets, and I have seen two shows so far, and I am actually going to my third one today, but I just wanted to talk about the first two I've seen, which were very, very good. So I have actually yet to see a musical so far, but I went to see Frankie and Johnny in the Clair de Lune with Audra McDonald and Michael Shannon, which was really, really good. Audra McDonald is, of course, known more for... I thought she was known more as a musical actress because of that wonderful voice she has, but this was a straight play, not a musical. It was, forgot the screen rate, but let me look it up right now. It's Terrence, I thought it was his, Terrence McNally. So it's a two character, kind of a very, close, up close and personal kind of play. The show starts with a sex scene. Yes, that's what it starts with. They're both very naked, and then it's just kind of a two-act play talking about. It's just kind of a conversation between them. From the bed to she goes to her bathroom, he starts cooking, the kitchen is right next to the bathroom on the same set, no set changes or anything. It's very kind of a very close, up close and personal view of these two characters. I don't know if anyone's seen the movie with Michelle Pfeiffer and Al Pacino. I think it was maybe in the late 80s, but that was set in a diner. This play is entirely set in Frankie's bedroom, in her apartment in New York. And so she's in her 40s and he's in his 40s, and it's kind of this look at how people try to connect kind of later in their lives, I guess. It was really interesting. So let me take a break and then talk about the next show I watched. Hi, and we're back. So last week I went to see To Kill a Mockingbird. Yes, I went to see it. It was fabulous. It was breathtaking. It was provocative, thoughtful, a little disturbing, a little comical at times, but it was really, really, really good. So I actually had probably read To Kill a Mockingbird when I was younger, but I actually really, really read it right before going to law school, which was actually a really good idea. It was very inspirational, of course. Mystery of Atticus Finch, representing Tom Robinson and his kids, and that their fateful summer. And then I actually read Go Set a Watchman, which was the sequel that Harper Lee had written, but had come out kind of recently. But it was talking about Atticus Finch is a little older, and he actually, and Scout has gone to law school. I don't remember if she's actually become an attorney, but or maybe she didn't go to, I'm not exactly sure, but she comes back to Alabama, she comes back to Macomb, and is really surprised, I guess, not surprised, but taken aback by how her father has these racist or tendencies or thoughts, and I think a lot of people had kind of this high ideal for Atticus Finch, and a lot of people didn't like the book, and I had kind of my reservations about it too, but all in all, I guess it seems like that's kind of a very realistic depiction of someone who's been living in a place where he's surrounded probably by those types of people. And he, as a young attorney, he might have had ideals, and he might still have them, but he's also seen things, and things have maybe chipped away at him, but anyway, yeah, but this is not a review of Go Set a Watchman. It is more, I wanted to talk about the play, but just made me think about that, so To Kill a Mockingbird, of course, is that story. It's a depiction of Alabama in the 60s, and how a certain black man was accused and charged with raping a white girl, and there's a lot of kind of these class issues that are there. So the girl is from a kind of a poor family, some issues going on with her dad, her mom has died when she was young, and yeah, so there's this white poor family, there's Atticus Finch, who's not exactly rich, but is an attorney in this small town in Alabama, his children, just a lot of kind of moving parts and characters, the sheriff, the judge, and then kind of this whole atmosphere in the Jim Crow era with the KKK, just this very thick air at the time, you know, of, I guess I wouldn't know either because I wasn't living in Alabama, I'm not even American, so I don't know, but it's, there are some really, really rough things going on in the book, and of course in the play, and it is kind of up in your face in the play, and there was a good amount of, I can say white people because I'm not white, and, or maybe I can't say white people because I'm not white, but and black people in the audience, and there was a scene where, Tom Robinson, a group of white people in neighborhoods. I try to get Tom Robinson, the accused man who's in his prison, and try to kill him, probably. Lynch him, probably. The things they say that are coming out of their mouths are the most atrocious things that one person can say to another human being. Sorry. And the scene in the courtroom, I was kind of wondering how they were gonna do all these set changes, but it kind of was pretty seamless, I would say, because if you've read the book, you know a lot of things happen in the house. There's some events at the Boo Radley house. There's also events within the house, outside the house, and then of course there's the courthouse, and then there's the prison, and then I think it was good that they didn't actually show the actual event of, I guess, what Tom Robinson was accused of. That was all kind of just, it just happened on the stand with the questioning, and I think because in the end we don't actually know what happened in reading the book, kind of, I would say, sort of. So, you get her take on it. You get Tom Robinson's take on it, and it all kind of happens on the stand. Yes. And then, and also, they didn't have anyone in the jury box, which I thought was really interesting, too. So the attorneys are talking to an empty jury box. There was a judge, and the judge was very, maybe even more so than the book, I don't know, was more pro, pro-defendant, or I guess pro-Atticus Finch, I guess. Well, I guess they did have a relationship, and he was the court-appointed attorney, so, but, I don't know if they made, he was making a lot of remarks from the bench, and remember how that was actually written in the novel, but, that was, I don't know if they made it for levity or purposes, or make it a little bit more modern, or not exactly sure. But so he had kind of his moments where there were a couple chuckles in the audience, but there are these people sitting behind me and a guy sitting next to me that were laughing a little bit too much. I don't know, because it was like nervous laughter or because of the content of the show, but it was a little weird. But there were a couple places where I think because the story is pretty rough, and so in places they have kind of put in some places where you're allowed to laugh, I guess, but because it is the script is adapted by Aaron Sorkin of West Wing fame, but it was really interesting, and I guess it just made me want to read the book again, because I didn't know what things were left out, and kind of the dialogue, if it was kind of word for word, I didn't know, but and then also, I wanted the Boo Radley part to be a little bit I wanted it to come out a little bit more earlier, because it was really towards the end, and I know there was a little bit more in the book about Boo Radley, but in all, I guess the monologues that Scout has were very inspirational, especially towards the end. And then, of course, Atticus Finch, during his closing statement, that was also very good. And also his interactions with the father of the accuser, and then also I also in the book it seemed like Calpurnia, the maid, had a relationship with Tom Robinson, and that was kind of glossed over, so like it seemed like she didn't even know him, but on stage, but I wish she kind of had a larger role, but I think this was more about maybe I think the script centered more around the relationship between his children and him, and also him being Atticus Finch and scenes in court, and also that powerful scene at the prison. So yeah, but it was really, really good. Made me want to read the book again, and also maybe actually want to reread Ghost Rider Watchmen again. Also made me want to read, there is a book I saw the other day about Harper, a book that Harper Lee didn't come out with. It was supposed to be a true crime book. There is some kind of serial killer murder that happened in Alabama at the time, and she wanted, because she actually had been consulting with Truman Capote's in True Blood, and I think she wanted to write a book about this certain serial killer, but didn't apparently, but the book talks about how she apparently, I just looked at the front, I think the cover and maybe the blurb or something, but because the book talks about how she dealt with fame after To Kill a Mockingbird came out. So yeah, maybe that's a book I should read, but yes. So yes, To Kill a Mockingbird, wonderful play. And actually, today, it is 5:15 p.m., I should be leaving, but, I won the lottery tickets, which are not free tickets, but they are cheaper tickets to go see Betrayal, which is another, play, not a musical, that stars Tom Hiddleston of, Thor fame, which I've never seen, but I've actually never, I haven't seen a lot of his, any, probably not a lot of his movies, and I think the only thing I've seen him in, and why I kind of recognize his face, is he played F. Scott Fitzgerald in Midnight in Paris, which was kind of an, it was a Woody Allen movie, which stars Owen Wilson, that came out a while back, but, yeah, that's why I kind of know his face, but, the only Marvel movie I've seen is the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, so I need to go watch at least one other Marvel movie one of these days, but, I know he plays Loki in, Thor. and then the Avengers, and so hopefully I'll get to watch that one of these days. But today I'm gonna go see Betrayal. It's a kind of a 3-character play, I think. It's supposed to be about a couple, and it's about, I've heard it's about an affair, so that'll be interesting. So hopefully next time I can talk about that. Two Broadway shows that aren't musicals, and please look forward to my next non-review of a non-musical, which will be Betrayal. And I have also been reading a lot, and I have been listening to a lot of podcasts and going to a lot of ramen places in New York City, mostly in Manhattan, and going to some restaurants, and just all type of New York things. So hopefully I can talk about some of those things next time. Thank you again for tuning in. It seems you're either in California or in Sweden. So thank you for my probably 2 listeners. Thank you. Bye.